Let's talk. This is Amelia Orozco. I'm originally from the Rio Grande Valley, Texas. I was raised in Harlingen, but I was born in Weslaco, another town there in the valley. To give you an idea of where the valley is located, if you can picture the map of Texas and the tip at the very bottom, that's where I'm from. It borders with Mexico. On one side is the Gulf of Mexico. That's where South Padre Island is. Every year it gets so packed with spring breakers. Maybe not this year. But it's interesting to see so many of my friends and even family who are from the valley, who are Latinos, become so divided in these times. And it has nothing to do with where we live, I don't think. But that's like what I like to investigate. That's what I like to find out. Ever since I left the valley when I was 17, moved out to California, moved back to the Dallas area, then to Detroit, and then to Chicago, I've gotten to experience a lot of different personalities, people, situations, even hardships. But through it all, I believe, that I have kept my identity. If anything, that identity has become even stronger. And it's that identity that today compels me to speak up for those who are being victimized today. The Black Lives Movement has moved so many hearts, either towards hatred or towards compassion. I just hope that mine needs more towards compassion, not just for the movement, but for those who oppose it, and to hopefully one day see them also defending the rights of Black people and not saying things like all lives matter, because we know that it has nothing to do with that. The point here is Black lives are being tormented, always discriminated against. If you grew up in the valley with me, you can probably count in one hand how many Black friends you had, or how many Black classmates you had, or Black teachers, or Black doctors, or even Black clerks at the store. And that is what is unfortunate. Perhaps it's the lack of exposure. Perhaps it's that feeling that you were never discriminated against, but we were. You just perhaps got so used to it. We might have been the majority in the valley, but there were many times where we were told not to speak a certain way, or not to like certain music, or to learn about Davy Crockett instead of Pancho Villa. I believe these things have changed now, but I am not sure why it's still very prevalent in conversations, as if we are somehow a white race. We are a brown race. And is that being the case, we should support each other through these persecutions.
Until next time, this has been the queso.